All right, welcome everybody to another weekly REI Vault team huddle call. Today is Tuesday, November 3rd, 2015. Welcome to the call. Excited to have you. Looks like, Chris, it looks like it's going to probably be a smaller audience today based on what I'm seeing. So as normal, the way Chris and I can, we'll give a few announcements on this call and then open it up for questions on any topic that is relevant to you. It can, topic can be on marketing, something technical in nature. It can be regarding a deal. If you want to ask questions, what you can do is press *5 and that raises your hand so that Chris and I know that you have a question and then we can bring you onto the call. And when there's no more questions, then we'll end the call. We keep these to about an hour or less. So. And normally, if you have any questions that are technical in nature during the week, always email support@reivault.com. And if it's related to a deal, you need some help from Chris or myself or somebody in the group, email dealhelp@reivault.com. So with that, Chris, how are you? Any updates that you want to share?
You know, I just want to remind everybody that we do have the calls available for the last two calls that we did. The first one, a couple of weeks ago, we did on email, on how to handle your, how to obtain the email inbox and beast. And so that is in the members area under the huddle calls category, same as all these other calls. But obviously, that's a video, and we included these slides for that. So that's available. If anybody had a question about that, as always, if you listen to that or you have any questions, you can send emails in or ask a question here on this call. Also, the Lou Brown call is also on that as well. So any questions you may have about that, you know, he was kind enough to offer also, he's having a boot camp this week, actually. So kind of last minute notice, but a few people are going from our group. However, if anybody's interested, if you go to reivault.com, /creative, see, like in creative deals, his video is there, and also at the same time, there is a link for you to use so that you can be able to attend his boot camp. And hopefully, I think you'll let us know when the next one is coming up, Gary, so we can let you guys know perhaps with a little bit more notice. And
and a couple of quick things for Lou, if you were not on that call last week, I know we had some technical issues. We were trying a new technology so we could actually show video. But that replay, that call last week was very focused on buying properties other than cash and being able to do seller financing, picking up properties, taking over mortgages, all kinds of creative options. And if you are purely making cash offers, I think you definitely want your toolbox and your knowledge on how to creatively buy properties. And I think that was a good call. And Lou does have a three-day event. I think he charges like $100. It's like $99. It's more than worth it. Lou has made me personally a lot of money. I've done a lot of creative deals over the years, and he's fantastic. So that's why we brought him on. And again, Chris, you want to just mention that website again? REI Vault Creative? REI Vault.
Yeah, if you go to reivault.com/creative, as in creative deals, but just the word creative, and you'll be able to watch his video, pick up some great information from him, but at the same time, you'll have you can click on the link at the bottom, you'll be able to go to his site, and also if you want to take advantage and fly to, it's in Atlanta, right? Is that Gary?
It's in Atlanta. I know that particular website, he puts the most up-to-date, I asked Lou, so he said that he would always keep the most up-to-date date. So I think that's coming up real soon here, I think this week, and then the next one might be in January. But you can always go out that. We're also having the call transcribed so that we're having one of our VAs clean up and transcribe that call from last week word for word. And then again, the week before, Chris did a really good job on going through how we process emails. So if you've got more than a few emails in your inbox and you're dealing with, you know, how to manage the nightmare of emails. Chris did a great job. I would highly encourage you to go watch that video. So, and we're one other little note, Chris, and we do these normal calls using just the phone bridge. We are going to be doing ongoing more training that are going to be requiring screens or showing our Podio dashboard ongoing, at least once, maybe even twice a month. So just be on the lookout for the emails, because we will sometimes be using a different technology than just this phone bridge. So just as a little note, we'll probably do two of these calls a month, and then one to two calls a month, always on the same day and time. We'll be on Tuesday, as we're doing today. But we're probably going to be moving to GoToMeeting, Chris. We had some technical challenges last week, so I think we're going to start using GoToMeeting if we need to show slides or show materials. We want to be able to people have been asking, hey, it would be great if you guys could walk through more stuff and do more training like we did with the email. So we'll do that and bring in guest speakers and things. Any other updates, Chris?
That is it. That's all I had that I wanted to mention. If anybody watched the call and anybody had a question about some of the material on the call, on the email one, feel free to ask while we're here, and then, or maybe if you don't have a chance to watch, you want to watch it next week, and you can always I'd be more than happy to answer questions, or you can also send questions in by email.
Awesome. Yeah, and if you have a question now and you want us to bring you into the call here in a moment, you can press *5 on your phone, and we can bring you into the call to answer questions. I think other than that, Chris, I don't have any updates on my end. I know we just got a nice check on a deal that we just closed from a couple days ago, and we got another one that I think, aren't we closing that other one that we picked up for $78,000 a couple days ago? You want to share?
Details? Maybe in about another couple weeks.
No. I thought you said it was a couple of days, Chris. What's going on with that?
I just decided to prolong it unnecessarily. I don't like to get a lot of money in any sort of large, in large chunks in too quickly. It ruins my it's just a variety of different things. So
nice. One other announcement, and just kind of tell you guys some of the things that are on the horizon. We're working on, we've had a number of people asking for kind of a scripting process for salespeople, for their sales teams. And so we're working with a third party to build, for a few people in the group, web forms that are really kind of, they're not in Podio, but they're integrated to Podio so that you can actually have a salesperson that's working a web form that asks the detailed questions in the order, and they're conditional. So if you ask the seller one question and they say yes, then another series of questions pop up, and if they say no, a separate set of questions. And if any of you would be interested in that, that will come out. Our plan is to release that, but if you'd like to be on the early release and learn about that for your sales team, you can email support@reivault.com and just say that you want to be on the early notice for our new sales web form. What it's going to be is going to allow for salespeople to be able to, Podio sometimes when you're on the phone, of course you've got VAs or a sales acquisition manager, knowing what question to ask and when. Can actually be a little bit complicated, and so we're building some really, really good forms based on feedback. So anyway, more details will come on that, but if you want, it's a third party. There's going to be a little bit of a charge for it. I don't know exactly what it's going to be for this third party, but it's an enhancement to Podio. It's all integrated, and there must be more information coming out on that over the next couple weeks. So here we go. Chris, looks like one. This looks like, I think it's either Ed or Becky. Let me Ed or Becky in Oregon. You were live.
Yeah, this is Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Yeah, so I was wondering on the on the buyers, is that a repeat mailing or do you just kind of do that once?
Yeah, great question. So on the buyers, the way that we do the standard mailing, doing direct mail for cash buyers, is a one-time mailing. And that's because that list is fairly updated. So and usually people in the group will have a particular property that they get under contract and they need some buyers for it, or they might be working, you know, one or multiple zip codes. And so it's just a one-time mailing. If you want to mail multiple times, you can, but it's not the standard. We just pull the list, typically with $300 worth of mail, and then we drop mail to it. And then every time that you want to do more, you send an email to support@reivault.com. If you want to do anything different, if you want to mail more often than that, Becky, then you can just, in your email, you can request the team to maybe send out three mailers instead of one. But I would just go the standard one. And then
so you're saying that, go ahead.
I was going to say, the way that we pull that marketing list for buyers is it's public record information. We're typically taking a property address or a zip code, and we're doing a radius search. So we're basically saying, hey, within 3 miles, like if it's a particular property, our team is trained. This is exactly how they do it for us. The team is trained to go in and say, okay, with $300 worth of mail, I need to go build a list of 550 or 600 buyers. So they're going to go find the closest buyers to that property or that zip code. And the way that they pull it is they look for repeat buyers that are using either all cash or coming in with private financing. And we have the ability of doing that. And so then they'll try to get the repeat buyers that are buying more properties than less. So let's say that you send an email in requesting for the buyer campaign. Let's say initially they find 1,000 of these buyers within 5 miles. All right, they'll continuously try to refine it automatically to get the best buyers. So the best buyers are going to be ones that bought multiple properties than just one. They're looking for people that have bought 5, 10, 15 properties. And then they'll build that list. They'll drop mail to it. It's all set up for you. And you'll always approve it. Once they do that, they'll send a campaign plan that you'll review it and approve it, and then they'll drop. Does that answer your question?
They already have sent us a list of how many per zip code in Multnomah County, but of course we have this property that we have under contract in Clackamas County, which is quite a small town, a suburb, a little bit out from Portland. And we kind of hesitate to run a buyer's list there because in the first place there's probably going to be few buyers that are actually in that small town. And also because we're not targeting that area, that was from our previous marketing.
Right. Well, you know what? Even if you had 50 or 100 buyers and you're looking for buyers, I know that you and I and Ed talked about this deal a couple of days ago over the phone. But if it were me,
yeah,
I would still do some mailing there, even if it's 50 or 100 buyers.
So we've asked them to tell us how many there are,
okay.
And so I guess we haven't gotten that back yet. But so you said mail once to buyers, but then I thought you said also about mailing again. Maybe I wasn't understanding what you were saying.
We're typically, unless somebody asks, we typically mail one time. And then if you want to mail again, we pull a new list and mail it one time. So I think out of everybody in the group, I think everybody does that. We've got one or two people that mail multiple times because they're constantly trying to build their buyers list, so they may mail two or three or four times. But our recommendation is So every time they, and the best practice is you get a property under contract, send that address in that you got under contract, and then we drop $300 worth of mail if we can find 300. And if it's $100 worth of mail, then they'll drop that one time.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And, so yeah, thank you. And I had another question too. I mean, I think you were talking about, I didn't hear the Lou Brown call and I haven't gone back yet to listen to it, but sounds like you were talking with him about subject two and you know, the whole subject two thing is kind of floating around these days. And do you feel like there's any downside to that? I know we had one guy that we were talking to that felt like he was getting burned by some deals that apparently the people weren't paying, and came back on him somehow. I suppose there's a way of doing it where you don't get burned, but what do you think of that method?
So I'm a huge fan of buying properties with existing financing. A huge fan, wherever possible. It's a skill set, right? Some people are just comfortable making all cash, and it's a skill set. I think it takes you're going to use a little bit more complicated paperwork than a one-pager, and your discussion with the seller, you have to have some experience in how to discuss that with the seller. So if you do those two things, I think it creates an incredible opportunity in how to buy houses. I've bought well over 100 houses, and actually a lot more than that with creative financing. In fact, I don't think I ever bought cash ever before I met Chris Chico. So up to 3 years ago, I personally, even in California, I always bought properties creatively. Cause there's a million ways to buy properties on option agreements. I'm working on one right now where we're trying to, in fact, Erin's on the call today. I'm working with her. There's a seller, older seller. They live in Texas. They're in their mid-70s. They have a house that's probably worth $1.5 million. And we're going to give them an all-cash offer, and then we're going to give them probably an option where we'll do an option to buy that's creative and kind of crafting through it. I know, Erin, you're on this call. I know you and I have a scheduled call this afternoon at 4 o'clock to discuss. But I love it. I think subject to, part of the subject to discussion is, you know, how much equity is in the property. A lot of the old model for buying subject to is when you're buying over leveraged property. I don't really like that. I don't like to be a landlord. So whatever I'm buying, I'm really working to not be a landlord. I'm buying the property.
Yeah, exactly.
And there is ways to do that. You know, it really is a 3 or 4 day interaction. And I think rather than, you know, we discuss it, you know, I couldn't do it in an hour. It's really a 3 day process. And really the best guy in the country, I think, is Lou Brown. I couldn't refer anybody stronger on how to do it, because there are multiple ways, and then how to discuss it with the seller. And a lot of it's just building rapport, et cetera. But subject to it also, you know, the subject to,
go ahead.
You know, one of the questions I have for a seller is, you know, how much do they owe in their house? And so during the front end, when we're talking to a seller, we'll just ask them, well, gosh, you know, how much do you owe on the house? Do you have any existing mortgages? And what's your current payment on those properties? And do you know the approximate interest rate? Do you know what you're paying? Do you know what your interest rate? And does that include principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, PITI? And we ask those questions because then we can come back and craft an offer. Imagine if you could buy a house, let's say there's a 4.5% interest rate loan on there, and you could come in and say to Mr. Seller, you could say, gosh, I could offer you $100,000 in cash today, which they're not going to be happy with. Or I could offer you $120,000 And basically I can offer you 120 and I'll give you $20,000 in cash now, and then I'll give you the remainder, you know, in a year or 6 months, right? If you'd allow me to pay off everything at the end of the 6 months or 12 months. So imagine now all of a sudden you're buying the property with 20 grand in cash down, and then you're going to take over. You're not going to assume. There's no assumption. We're not going to the bank and getting them to allow us to take over the payments. All you're doing is you're making the payments, and the mortgage will stay with the seller. And then you take that contract, and you assign that to your buyer the same way that we're normally doing it. So you go to this, let's say you go and you say, hey, Mr. Buyer, Mr. Rehabber, what if you really didn't have to go get a hard money loan at 12%? What if you came up with $30,000 in cash, and then I just assign this thing to you? So $20,000 goes to the seller, right? They wanted 20, right? And now you're getting 30 because guess where the other 10 goes? That goes into your pocket, right? So
yeah.
So it's a lot, and there's a million ways you can do that. Some sellers, they want to have the loan paid off in 6 months or 12 months. Others, the sellers, you know, a lot of these sellers, they're older and they've got kids that when they die, they don't want to get a big lump sum. And so if their kids down the road, or they could get fixed income of $1,000 or $2,000 a month or $500 a month for the next 20 years, they would be just super happy. There's just a lot of ways to craft.
Yeah.
And it comes down to two things: how to talk to the seller about this. So the seller presentation, actually it's three things. So how to talk to the seller, the paperwork that's necessary to do that deal, which actually isn't really complicated. It's a few more lines that you have to be knowledgeable about. And those lines are called financing terms. So instead of just saying all cash, you actually are going to have three or four lines that explain, and I have an extra page called the financing addendum that actually draws out those documents. And then the third thing is, how do you actually calculate the math to make the numbers work? And I got all my paperwork from Lou. In fact, I'm gonna see if I can bring Stallings in, because I see Stallings. Stallings, I'm gonna put you on the spot here. Hey, Jim, are you there?
Hey, Gary.
Jim, you've been with Lou Brown for a long time, right?
Yes, I have.
And do you do cash deals mostly, or do you do creative financing deals?
You know, I when you mentioned it, I honestly don't remember the last time I've done a cash deal. I mean, we buy three or four a month, and I mean, it had to have been a couple of years ago. But I mean, we just don't, and we've been getting a lot of them with, zero down and 0% interest. With the seller financing the note,
Would you agree that it comes down to those three things? It's mostly knowing how to talk to a seller about that.
Oh, 110%. Yeah.
And then the second is a little bit of the paperwork, of what custom paperwork you have to have.
Sure.
And then the third is, you know, the money piece, which is how do you make your offer, which is really coming down to, like, how much do you want to make?
Right.
Right?
Absolutely. And that's really how we do it, is we have a little spreadsheet, and depending on, you know, if we're going to hold it for long term, you know, how much we want, we kind of work it backwards, how much we want to make per month, and then that determines the offer that we make to them. Now, we'll give them a cash offer, but they never take it. Lou is the man when it comes to creative financing, and his paperwork is second to none. From what I hear from everybody. So.
Yeah, I agree. Does that help, Rebecca?
Yeah, and we have loose paperwork too.
Yeah,
thank you.
At some point, for everybody, and I just need more feedback and examples. But what we want to be able to do is be able to craft the actual offer document right out of Podio. So we can actually create the offers. So run the math, create the offers that we could either send via mail or generate an email over to the seller. So that's our ultimate goal. I need more people. Most of us, I think a lot of it has to do with the market. You know, for the last couple of years, it's very much been an all-cash market. And this is very similar to like 2007 and 2008, where subject to and creative offers were very, very popular in 2007, 2008. And then it moved to all cash. So, and Chico, I know that I'm going to put you on the spot. Chico just likes to make all cash offers because Chico is a bazooka guy. Right, Chris?
I'm a sledgehammer guy, and I wield it with power and intensity, and I like it.
I like the multiple offers, everyone, because first off, I think you make a lot more money over the long haul. Like you could take a $10,000 or $15,000 wholesale deal and turn it into $100,000 to $150,000 over 10 years. For me, I'd personally, and by the way, you could still make the money, good money on the front end. You know how to do it.
My challenge is I would have to. The question for me is you have to like I don't want to learn, you know, my desire to learn and to do and to have those conversations with the sellers are very minimal. I don't have a tremendous desire, so we would have to train someone to do it, to be able to have those conversations, etc. So for me, that's the challenge for me is I don't it's not in my wheelhouse, I guess.
Let me share it while we're all on the call. And, Jim, I still have you open on this. And you would probably be a guy because I know about, you know, you and I have talked about Bentley. I have a third-party company that knows how to talk to the sellers to get those numbers out of them. So to ask them the questions and to have that first dialogue. And so that is an option. If some of you actually would want to have a sales animal team working on your behalf a few hours a week to work the leads to see which ones are cash offers and which ones are potentially creative deals, then we could plug you into that for, they're probably like $300 or $400 a week to have somebody just work the leads, call the hang-ups, do all the follow-up, but more importantly, figure out which ones are cash and which ones are creative. And this is a group that's been around for a long time. So we're working on setting them up for us and a few of us. And that's the main reason why we have these web forms for scripting. So the idea is you take a lead that comes off a direct mail, and then somebody calls them off of the script to figure out what the numbers are. I'll provide some links and some emails so you can see examples of how we're doing it. But I just think it's a really great idea to make multiple offers to a seller. And, you know, when you're sitting there with a one-trick pony, you know, you come in with all cash. When you're coming in with cash, you got to go lowball. And not all sellers can actually accept a lowball offer at that time. So if you could come in and say, look, I could offer you lowball, all cash, close in 14 days, or I could give you a higher price, closer to what you want, more creative, you know, if you're willing to wait a little bit for when you get paid, right? Now all of a sudden you have something else in your toolbox to increase your close rate. And what it takes is, you know, a little extra knowledge of how to talk to a seller that you can actually train your own salespeople to do. It's not rocket science. And then the second is the paperwork that you need in order to do it. So more on that, more coming. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you guys both back on hold. And if there's any, or not on hold, but muted. Any other questions? If you guys like this topic on owner financing, we can continue it. Ask whatever you'd like. Press star 5. And and, you know, go from there. Star 5 if you have a question. Or I'm going to pick on some people. All right, I'm going to pick on some people. Steve Carlson, you're live. Steve, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right, brother, you're an owner financing guy. Do you like buying properties with owner financing and creatively?
Absolutely, I do. Generally, when we do it, it's a 0% interest, like Jim was talking about. What I think I have more success at than anything else is if I'm able to sit across the table from an owner, making multiple offers to them, I mean, the close rate on those transactions is 50 or 60%. It's really, really high. When you're face-to-face with them and build some rapport, and they trust you and like you, that, excuse me, and you give them, you don't give them a yes or no answer. You give them, you know, which one of these do you prefer? And so their, you know, their answer is not yes or no. It's well, I kind of like that one best, I guess. So
yeah.
The close rates is what blows me away when we're able to get in front of them and present those multiple offers.
Yeah, I would agree with you. It really does help to be in front of the seller on these. Steve,
yeah.
What do you do when you got a seller that doesn't live in San Antonio? And they
well,
live out of state?
Yeah, that's a little trickier. Than we send them, put the offer together, send it to them via email, generally, and then when we set up a time where they'll be at their computer, I'll send them the email at that time, and they'll open it up, and we'll talk through the multiple offers. It's a little bit more complicated, but it's, you know, the most effective way to do it that I've found. So basically
yeah.
Just emailing it to them and open it up together.
And when you're sending them documentation, you're not sending them a contract to sign. You're sending them some different scenarios. Option one, option two.
Absolutely. Don't want to complicate it with the contract at that point. Get them to say yes first, and then we present the contract.
Let me ask you this, Steve, and again, totally off the cuff, right? But do you put any kind of credibility kit in front of the seller, like who you are and what you do, or do you get right to the numbers really fast? Or is it vary depending upon the type of seller you're talking to?
Yeah, it varies depending on the type of person. I only recently put together a credibility kit after doing this for 17 years, so I never really did. I mean, I talk about my PD membership, I talk about my years of experience, and you know, they can check me out online, all that sort of good stuff. And I try to tell them, I try to impress upon them, you're not saying yes or no to me, or, you know, you got to take your time to check me out. You know, I give them that option. You guys got to check me out because we're going to be in this together for the long haul. You know, I tell them about my track record, and I tell them that they have the opportunity to check me out. They never do. So you give them that option, though, that says, just telling them that, hey, you know, I'm a good guy. You can trust and believe what I'm going to tell you is going to happen.
Yeah. You know, the oldest rule in sales that's been around for thousands of years is people buy or sell on emotion, and then they justify it with facts. So
yeah.
they have to buy into you. So the problem with coming in with the number is, and then if people are saying, hey, I want this, or can you send me a contract, or can you send it to me in writing, you know, Aaron, you're on the call. And so with my hesitation, Aaron on Friday said, hey, we need to get an offer for this guy. He just wants to see it in writing. I already know that it's kind of a bit of a lost proposition. I have to put
mm-hmm.
something in writing. You have to put something in writing because they want to see it, right? But I already know that I'm heading into a battle, you know, with my underwear and a bobby pin. Right? So that's what's going on. And so I always remember, people have to buy into us, right? They're buying into the relationship, into you. They want to trust it. And, you know, and so if you could be part of the solution with them, and that's why, you know, asking them, and that's why they also, you know, the rules of sales are 5 to 12 interactions with the seller before you get the yes, right? Or 3 to 5 right. no's equal a yes, right? If you just get on the phone with the seller and you give them some lowball number, you know, it's just, it's purely a numbers game. That's why it's 1 out of 100 that you close. It doesn't have to be like that. It has to do with, like, you know, finding out what their problem is, right? Really, real estate and all, every, whether you know this or not, we're all in the problem, the people in the problem-solving business. And
that's true.
That's really what it is. What's their problem? All these people have a problem. They're older and they hate the property. They got a deadbeat tenant. They're tired of it. Whatever it might be, you've got to find out what the problem is and work your solution into that. I'm going to bring Jim back in. Stallings, would you agree with that? I love no questions because, actually, Jim, would you agree that we're in the people and the problem-solving business? Steve, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to bring somebody else in here because I don't see any more questions, and this is kind of fun. Chico, you okay with me just putting people on the spot? Graham, you're on the spot. Graham, you there? Graham?
Yes.
So you guys are making some money, right?
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah. And so I'm sorry I'm putting you on the spot because this is too much fun and there's too much knowledge in this group. And so what are you guys doing creative deals at all, or are you all cash?
We are all cash. But having said that, I am signed up for Lou Brown's course this weekend. I have purchased basically all of his material. So, you know, just hearing him the other week and a light bulb really shot off in my head. And it wasn't so much about the seller financing. It was his thing, his ability to take that seller financing. And even though you sell that house, taking that note with you somewhere else, and being able to use that 0% financing on deals for as long as the term of the loan or the financing, that was like, okay, how do I do that?
Yeah,
because now
and Grant,
I'm
by the
so
way,
many more avenues that can open up.
Yeah, light bulb, by the way. That is, if as you craft that, and I want to bring, there's another whole thing around how to do that that I want to work through with all of us in REI Vault. That's the light bulb. Because you really, when you really understand, real estate is a finance game. It's all finance. And so, like last week, you could actually buy a house from somebody and sell that house, get zero interest from the seller, and then move the note. You can actually just move the financing and pay off other assets that you have. It all has to be secured. So I know that all of a sudden this will go down a bunch of rabbit holes, but the amount of options and the amount of money that you can make is tremendous. And, you know.
Yeah, because the best money we make, the easiest money we make, is actually hard money lending out to other investors, which is okay. I mean, you know, we have, you know, $2 million. It makes us some money. But imagine if I could now pull from all these houses I buy every time another potentially hard money loan that I can then loan out at 12% and 5 points every 6 months, you know, and instead of it being $2 million of actual money, you have $5 or $10 million. That in itself would be as big as our business is buying homes. And for me, that was like, okay, how do I get a hold of, you know, some more of that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So no,
imagine
we do not. We do all cash deals. We do all cash. We only make cash offers, and you know, I'm now been working nonstop to find out how to learn how to offer more than just a cash deal because I want to be in in that group.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to take this in a different direction with you, because my head's been spinning. I haven't even shared this with Chico. But you told me last week about, you asked about websites, of like, hey, what websites would you recommend? And we gave you some super crazy cheap, inexpensive website. And by the way, that website, for any of you that don't have a website, you can go out to reivault.com/website, or website, I think. And Chico, you can share. I think it's like $10 a month or some crazy stuff like that. But you said some people are calling off, they're getting your postcard. You signed up for these websites based on our recommendation, and you've gotten a couple of deals or a couple of leads that have been interesting where they didn't actually call because they were nervous off of the 800 number, but they checked you out and found your website. Is that right?
Yeah. So,
did I say that right?
You know, we just started the website pretty recently, and I've had one of my office managers spending a lot of time, not a lot of time, but 5-10 hours a week to try to work with Investor Carrot to basically build our website up to make us more searchable, SEO, search engine optimization. Before we start doing a pay-per-click campaign, I want to get that at least rolling. So I haven't seen much until recently. Suddenly we went from like page 5 on searches locally in Tampa to we're now on basically the top of the second page for really big searches like sell my house fast. So within 3 months, in a pretty competitive market, we went from you couldn't find us to we're getting there. And no one has just found our website searching yet, but we just this week have had 3 people call us, the postcard number. And they weren't going to call us. The only reason they did is because they found White Rock on the postcard, did the search, found our website, and then put their information through the website because they were fearful of calling the 1-800 number. And
yeah.
So I don't know that it's turned into anything yet. They're just leads that we're going on a face-to-face for, but those people would not have called us had they not first, saw that White Rock name on the postcard, typed it into, Google, found our website, and then called us and sent us their information through the website. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's 3 leads we wouldn't have gotten this week had it not been for us at least starting something with Investor Carrot for whatever it was, $100, and getting a website in place.
Yeah. And Chico, you've been friends with Trevor that runs on Carrot, in Carrot, whatever. I know we have those. I was just saying, hey, Chris, set those up for us. But Chico, my head's been spinning because it's like, how can we actually take that to the whole new level? With your little help when you and I chatted, Graham, and I've been just thinking about how can we tie that in and then be able to allow that for others as well. I know Chris and I are working on a pay-per-click. Local pay-per-click is also a really good strategy to complement direct mail. And we got one guy in our group in REI Vault. They do 150 deals a year. They're in 3 markets with us, just like you are, Graham. They've given us their whole pay-per-click strategy, all their landing pages, and we're working to build something out actively right now. But it's also it's all the tie-in, right? You got direct mail, you got a business name, and how do we get the most visibility? And you said the on-carrot stuff that was less than $100 to set up?
I don't know because someone else handles it. I know it was like a no-brainer I know when I talk with my, members and say, hey, what kind of value are you getting out of this? They all keep singing praises and these are people that are web people saying they know how to get you started on a website to where you climb SEO relative without much work. It's very difficult to do. It's not an easy task to become one of the top people in a search engine, but the OnCarrot makes it extremely easy and they don't charge much. And we're climbing faster than we thought. Like we're blown away that we're about to crawl on the first page in the first 3 months of the number one search in Tampa. Like that to us is like, we didn't do much work at all. Like I said, 5 hours a week for maybe 4 weeks. So we put in 20 hours and a couple $100 maybe total. And we're already kind of there. For us, it's huge value.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Yeah, so we just set up a link to OnCarrot. It's reivault.com/website. I just set that up this morning because a few people have been asking about that. So, Chico, do you want to comment on that? We should probably, on one of these calls, we should get Trevor to come in and just have a discussion as to one of these calls for the first half of it. Just see if we can give him to give up everything that he knows about websites.
Well, I mean, from an ease of use and just getting up and running, it's easy. It's built off WordPress, so it's actually it's a very customized WordPress install that they do. But, you know, instead of you having to go out and do the copy yourself and get the whole site optimized, they do it, and they also do quite a bit of testing internally. So as things, you know, as templates for them work a particular way or things work better, they roll them out to their members. And so it's a, you know, unless you wanted to call, you know, create the site from scratch, they're pretty much the best option right there, right now for that.
Agreed. Yeah, and a new thing we're trying with them, we just started last week and it's already working, is they have an optional thing you can purchase, again, cheap, I mean, relatively cheap, $100 or whatever it is. They'll start putting articles, which I don't know a whole lot about websites, but they put articles basically online that then back page to you. So it's as if it's not really your website. It's an article that's written kind of attached to your website or recommending your website. So if someone's searching a particular subject, and I know the first four we sent out was like one was probate, and they're searching and they learn a little bit about how to navigate through probate. And then it says, if you want some more help on this or selling your home probate, contact these guys. So we wrote the article in essence, but it references back to our webpage, and it's just another thing that brings you up the SEO. But my short of it is, for $100, they're creating these informational web pages on Google that then once the person reads it and thinks it's helpful, references back to us, and I can find those pages pretty easily. Like, they pop up in the first three pages of major searches. So it looks like I have 6 or 7 web pages already, even though I really only have one, and OnCarrot did it all for me. So they know what they're doing. It's obvious, and they're priced well. And, they're great value.
Cool. Thanks for sharing, Graham. That's awesome. Glad I put you on the spot. I'm going to mute you. If any other questions, press *5. Or since we've got a few more minutes, I'm going to put somebody else on the spot. Let's through here. *5 if you have a question. All right, here we go. Justin Lee, you are on the spot.
Oh. Hey, Gary. Justin. Justin. Yes, hey.
Good afternoon. Making any money this week?
Pardon me?
Made any money this week?
We actually just got a verbal, and we'll be getting the contract tomorrow on a nice one that we have been working for 8 months now in San Diego. So it should be a wholesale fee of right around $60,000.
$60,000, awesome. Was that a dead lead on the first conversation?
It was. I just had a tickler to follow up, and the guy's like, "I really want to meet you in person." And I was in California last week, and we met in person, and we finally got through the property. And I think it was just meeting somebody face to face and shaking a hand and pressing the flesh that was what this guy needed to feel good about doing the deal. Yeah. So just before I go into my question, just a very quick one. I actually had to jump over and pick up another call, and all I heard was the end of Graham's. Who is the service provider that he is using?
OnCarrot.
Yeah, OnCarrot. Okay, great. Okay, I figured it was.
Trevor Moss.
Okay. Yeah. So here is my question. In my other market in Washington, we've got a pretty pathetic buyers list, and we just picked up a deal. Is this as simple as me just sending a ticket to support saying, please launch a buyer campaign, and then do I just want to give the zip code and they will tell me how many matches they have?
Give them the address, Justin, and then also ask them to pull the count for the whole zip code?
It's sort of the boonies. So, well, it's not the boonies, but it's not a very populous area. So I'm guessing I'm going to want the whole zip code. So,
yeah. Yeah, you can tell them, here's the property. Can you pull the closest zip codes, or you could provide them the zip codes, either choice.
And just say that I want to run a buyer campaign.
Yeah.
And then do I have to do anything to set up the buyer campaign, like with a voicemail or anything?
No.
It's all done. Turnkey.
It's all done.
Sweet. Okay, that was my only question.
Yep. Awesome.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So any other questions, press star 5, or we'll call it a day. You know, I'm going to put one more person on the phone. And Aaron, Colorado.
Carrie, Gary.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Does everybody, hopefully everybody likes being put on the spot like in class. So, Aaron, you're a full-time realtor, and you've been a top producing realtor, and you're doing the wholesale business. You know how, and you're learning a bunch of new stuff. How things going for you so far? I know you're fairly new to the flipping business. You've made a couple of deals, right, from start to finish.
Right. Yep, I have. So, and I'm not totally brand. Yeah, I'm not totally brand new to wholesaling. I mean, I started out in Phoenix in the crash, and so worked with a bunch of wholesalers there. With a few wholesalers there who did a lot of work there. But I am new to kind of doing it myself. I guess is kind of what you're saying. I think so.
Yeah,
and the subject to the creative financing. I love these conversations today because I want to get my hands dirty with all that and be able to make deals happen and have a lot of different tools in my toolbox to make that happen.
Awesome. You've got that seller that's got this ocean property. They're older.
Yep.
You want to just kind of walk through that and maybe we can have a dialogue and see where it goes for the last couple of minutes. So you've got this property. I've seen it. I'm actually going to get on the phone with you with the seller, and I know that we're going to crap it out. But so the seller, they have it listed or had it listed, right?
It is still listed for sale, and they don't have any. Sorry, I'm sitting outside at this place, so sorry about the background noise. But it's been listed for sale with a real estate broker. They started out at $2.25 million, and they've reduced the price. I think it's at $1.7 million right now, and no activity or not much activity, no buyers. And they live in Texas. The whole family lives in Texas. It was more of a vacation home for them while their kids were growing up. Nobody wants that anymore. Their mortgage on it is about $8,000 a month. And they have maintenance that it's just too much of a headache for them. They don't want to deal with any of that anymore, so they're looking to sell it.
So you and I have chatted. By the way, everybody, Aaron works with Chris and I in a couple of our markets, and so acquisition manager and partner of ours. But what you and I have chatted about is an all cash offer, and then we were talking about three offers, but because he's older, he really wants the numbers. So we're thinking of a second offer that might be more creative, a higher price. So we're thinking of an all cash offer and. You and I ran the math, it probably needs to be around 1.25, right? Something like that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And possibly we may be able to go as high as 1.45, so a couple $100,000 more. Run the math, that's about 20% increase in offer price, but more creative. And then you and I have chatted about the fact that we could possibly do a deal like that where part of his pain is, he doesn't want the upkeep, and he doesn't want the headache anymore, right?
Absolutely, and nobody in his family wants it either.
Right.
Yep.
Beautiful
and
property,
got,
by the way. It's beautiful property. It needs about $40,000 worth of, you know, minor repairs for a beautiful house in a highly desirable area. So we could probably sell it, you know, properly marketed, probably quickly turn it for 1.5 anyway. 1.4, 1.5, whatever it might be. So But he also is kind of, he knows he's been in the mortgage business, so he knows creative. He said he'd be interested in some creative offers, right? And he also doesn't want to pay, he's got the tax issue. He really doesn't want to pay this California out-of-state owner transfer tax nonsense, right?
Yep.
So the summary of this whole thing is you got an anxious buyer, ready, willing, and able to sell. We're trying to identify his problems and then come up with a couple of offers until we can get him down and figure out which one it is. And he loves it. Would you agree?
Yeah, and the other thing is that he does have it listed with a real estate broker, but he did say that he could get out of that contract pretty easily, pay them a small fee, and he was more than happy and ready to do that if we could come to the table with an offer that he could accept.
Yep. Awesome.
Chico,
do you have any questions for Aaron? Anybody have questions for Aaron for Star 5? Otherwise, I'll ask more questions. Aaron, you and I are chasing a deal like this because, you know, one is when it's listed with a real estate agent, sometimes it's like run as fast as you can, right? But didn't the buyer said, I can get out of the contract, don't worry about the agent, right? It sounds like it's a friend.
Yeah, in a half a second. He didn't even have to think twice about it. He said, I can get out of that, no problem.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. And then, you know, the opportunity is, a couple hundred grand in profit for us, maybe 50 grand on the low side and a couple hundred grand on the high side, so it's worth trying to craft something. The seller on this deal wants something in writing, which is the negative. Half hour ago, I said, you know, like being in battle, right, with a bobby pin and being naked in your underwear. But what we're going to try to do is come back with enough stuff that gives them something in writing, but something that creates the second conversation. And by the way, what you're going to do, Aaron, and you and I will talk about this afternoon, you'll have enough information, but you'll call him before. So I'll basically say, hey, you're going to call him before to say, hey, I'm just about ready to send this over to you in writing so that you can look at it and we can discuss it, but I had a few more questions. That's the way that you'll approach that. Create one more conversation, another opportunity, learn more, build a little bit more rapport, right?
Absolutely.
So. Cool. Awesome, Aaron. We are going to keep you on the spot and see how we do on that deal.
Okay. I'm excited.
Cool. Awesome. Chico, any final remarks?
No, I don't actually. I had to. I don't know if you. I lost 3 minutes of whatever you guys were talking. I just came up back on. My phone got dropped.
Well, listen. Here's what I'd like to ask everybody on this call. So I'd like to ask everybody to think about what are your biggest questions, what are your biggest stucks, what are your biggest needs, and send an email to suggestionbox@reivault.com. So Chris and I can start preparing for more of our calls over the next couple of weeks. If you like this call, let us know it. If you like the approach of like just putting people on the spot, I hope that doesn't reduce the callers. But our goal is to get more of us interacting and getting us all closer. And there's a lot more stuff that we're working on some pay-per-click options. Right now, it is active. We're working on a sales team that if you need a sales team to plug in, either VAs or a sales team, there's a whole bunch of stuff. But we really, you know, the community, it's all based on what everybody needs. So send an email, whatever it might be, to suggestionbox@reivault.com. That goes directly to Chris and myself, and it builds the list. And we'll go from there. All right? So have a great week, everybody. Go make a bunch of money and, share your stories so we can all learn and make more money from all of us. All right? Have a great week. See ya.